You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
There's no weed.
Indeed. I talked to Andrew Dixon of Meshed about creating a support network for community groups and about the effects of isolation and how community groups can help solve those. So here he is.
My name is Andrew Dixon. I am an advocate for makerspaces, which in simple terms is spaces where you make things. They're popping up around the world. They're an example of what is now called the maker movement, people getting back into making things, repairing things again. So because we saw that there was a need, a few of us got together and formed a cooperative called Meshed, which is about a mesh of these groups all joined together, sharing resources, sharing skills, sharing abilities, and extends around the country. There's just a few of us keen volunteers making it work, but we're already seeing some great results because of it.
In slightly more depth, who, what, how, and why is Meshed?
Okay. Who Meshed is a cooperative. So there is a core group of about three or four of us and a wider group of other makers who we're able to call on. What we realised was that there was need within the community. For example, council want to put on events for demonstrating how to do 3D printing or VR or something of that nature, and they didn't know who to engage. Whereas on the other hand, there were people who knew how to do those things but didn't know how to engage with councils. So Meshed, one of its goals was to become that anchor point between the two of them, an umbrella group. So we understand the accounting processes and how to put in appropriate purchase orders and all the mumbo jumbo that goes with it. And council get access, therefore, to some really talented people who are wanting to get involved with the community and show people how to do things.
I was reading through the about section and the kind of six principles, I would kind of say, on your website. And from what you've just said, you really get this idea that Meshed is kind of a network, like almost a support and facilitation network.
Yes.
What is the importance of creating a network between different, like, developing maker spaces and makers?
Well, what we found is that most people who enjoy making things do not enjoy administration. Whereas every site that you set up, you need a health and safety plan, you need to become an incorporated society, or how to register for a charity, and how to get free software from Microsoft, and all those other bits and pieces. And when we stumbled across these groups, they're all struggling with exactly the same issues. And we're like, hey, did you know there's a group over here already doing it? Or somebody wanted to really do some good in the community and help put together electronics kits.
Yeah.
But they were looking at robots that cost about $100. Mm. I know this guy in Dunedin. He's magnificent. And he knows how to put together circuit boards, get them made in China and send over here. Yeah. Basically the same thing for $20 and not $100.
Yeah.
So that means that you can afford more kits, you can afford to do more training, you can reach more in the community, but only because you know the network. Similarly, I know, you know, silversmiths, and I know kite makers, and making is about getting together different disciplines, and in the interesting crossover between the two of them, that's where innovation and fun comes in.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, yeah, and once you kind of know one person, you stem off from there, and yeah, you see everything kind of starting to flourish. Not only am I no longer working in isolation, I'm working with the support of others and, like, expertise of others where I may not have the skills, which is...
That's an important part for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell a story of, you know, one day I want to make an Iron Man suit, and from knowing nothing, how do I go about doing that? Well, I would need to know what fabric to use and how to sew it together. Well, I know people who know the way around sewing machines. I'd like to then 3D print the panels around that. I'm starting to do that now, but then how do I paint it? Where's the artist? How do I wire it up and give it the special effects? And when I'm wearing the whole thing so I don't look like an absolute goober, somebody with theatre training to show me how to move appropriately with it. These are things where I could go away and I could do 6 months, a year's training in everything about that subject. But what I really need is a couple of days access to somebody who knows that already. So collaboratively get to the end result, everybody's involved, every event effectively becomes a community event. It just brings people together.
Yeah, and then everyone's kind of proud of what they've developed as well, which
exactly.
Is super cool. We're building planter boxes at a much different scale, and it's this thing we're doing with people from our school, and you had the younger years, the year nines and stuff, being like, oh, okay, cool, let's get involved, let's start making stuff. And then by the end of it, they're like, oh wow, there are people sitting on the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
And there's now people, the science classes are planting them out, but we helped create the thing for them to plant out. Oh, now they're testing it. Oh, that's really interesting to see, like, people being, instead of just acting on isolation, which is great, and you become really proud of what you've done, but when there's a whole team of people behind it, everyone's like, oh wow, we really all work together on this, which is super cool.
Precisely, it becomes our project.
Yeah.
And when it's an our project, everybody's proud of what they've done. Yeah. Everybody's willing to help out.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the dirty jobs that aren't that fun to do are suddenly fun because everybody's involved in doing it.
Yeah, this is the kind of classic, but, well, slightly corny, but incredibly important phrase. It's just like, many hands make light work. And it's the thing with, I've spent hours turning soil at a community garden, but when there's multiple people around, when there's a whole team, you're talking, you're chatting, and it's done in no time, and it's just the same, like, oh, look what we've done, which is super cool.
It is. And for the likes of Gribblehurst, I like to refer to it as a bump space.
Yeah.
So places where different groups bump into each other, and you get crossovers that wouldn't normally happen.
Yeah.
So the likes of the planter boxes, we're looking at that and thinking, maybe we could put this through a CNC mill and we could cut some of the bits. The electronics people are going, hey, if we can wire that up, we can do automatic watering systems, etc., etc. And you end up something much better than people first thought of.
I know, exactly. That, and at the Gribblehurst Hub, which is a community space for those who aren't aware, in central Auckland, you have all these different other things operating. So you have...
I'll rattle off my list.
Rattle off the list.
So it used to be a bowling club. And so you can sort of picture that two-story old, fairly old building, two greens on the side. Now, upstairs, we do the clean-type making things. So that would be sewing, knitting, cooking, electronics, programming, networking, theatre, music, homeschooling, Lego, building, whatever. It's just a lovely space with some making tools that are already there. So we've got decent electronics equipment and a commercial sewing machine and a commercial-grade kitchen, for example. Downstairs on the greens, we've got one area which is a community market garden. It's going in. Next to that is what they call a fab lab. So we'll have things like CNC mills, laser cutters, and so forth. An event area with a stage, because musicians are finding it harder to find a place to do a gig. Outdoor markets, the Tumeki cycle repair place will be going in. And then downstairs is another organisation, a community, the Auckland Community Sheds. So they do the woodworking, engineering, the more traditional making type things as well. But they're all on site and everyone's happy to work along with each other.
It's that thing as well, is even if you don't see kind of like an immediate overlap between the things, like even just doing one project there, you kind of see like, oh, everyone just comes down, everyone's interested in what you're doing and everyone contributes what they can. Building off the idea of isolation, it's kind of becoming something that we kind of see as slightly more prominent in political and social conversations alike. A, why do you think that this has kind of rose to prominence? And B, do you see shared spaces and shared networks of community kind of groups as an integral part of rebuilding our social networks to combat growing isolation?
Completely and utterly necessary. So I live 5 minutes walk away from Gribblehurst. So it's in Sandringham, so it's near Eden Park. That's the sort of area we're talking about. I'm living in an apartment that's 25 metres square, including the bathroom. It's tiny. I certainly have got nowhere I can make things. And because it's this, you know, small, depressing shoebox, it's cool to be able to go to somewhere that's got windows and space. And there are people there, and they're people who are also interested in doing things and not just staring at their phones or watching TV. We're doing things, we're interacting, and by picking up skills, I feel that I'm now part of the community. To be honest, before I got involved with this, I was, you know, heading quite a bad downward spiral depression-wise. But this gave me a reason to want to get out and do something. So not only, you know, making weird shelves to fit under the tiny spaces that I had in my house, but helping other people with their projects.
Yeah, and it's, you kind of, from meeting these people at these places, you kind of gain a shared experience, and you talk to people, you get to know people, and you kind of integrate into these groups. When you are, and at increasing rates, people are living in these small shoebox apartments where there aren't spaces for your kind of traditional kind of maker spaces and stuff. Yep. Like, you no longer have the space where your neighbor has all the tools in the garage because you're in apartments, which is great density wise, but comes at a loss in other things. So it's that I personally as well agree that you see these spaces being really important at moving forward.
And along with that, the likes of consumerism and commercialism.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
We've been teaching ourselves to stop making things. So how many people today know how to make jam? It's something, you know, my mother and whatever. But, you know, why would you go and make jam when you can go to the supermarket and buy it for $2?
Precisely. You know, it's pretty scary.
It's a simple skill to pass on, and it's a fun community thing to do. And it's healthier because you're closer to where the food is made. But it's a skill that we have potentially lost, as we have repairing basic things. It's too easy to throw things away. Well, now crunch time is coming. We can't just keep sending things to landfills anymore. It's dangerous. It's expensive. We've got to start looking after this ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you build a wooden frame bed when you can buy like a thrown together aluminium one for X amount of money? As you said, like when you make it and when you make it with other people, it becomes so much more than just this bed. And it's such an integral skill. Well, all of them are, especially throughout, like, you see all the different kind of hubs all based on these skills that we seem to be not necessarily losing, but seem to be kind of disappearing a bit more. You see jam making, gardening, carpentry.
Yes.
Then there are all these new skills as well that are coming to the fore, like digital ways of doing these things, which is a great thing to see as well. Do you think that the digital skills we're learning and the digital communities that come with these skills are equivalent or operate in the same way as our kind of more traditionally structured communities?
I think handled well, they really enhance it. It brings the two groups together. Perfect example of this is IKEA have produced some of their files, and you can download them and make your own IKEA furniture if you've got access to a CNC mill. Yeah. So a CNC mill is basically a robot-controlled router that cuts shapes out of wood. So with the plan, you feed in sheets of plywood, and out the other side comes kit-set furniture. Yeah. So what if the chair was slightly too small because you're a bigger person? You just adjust the files and cut it out at a larger size. If the thing that you want to buy is only for right-handed people, you flip it in CAD and you print it for a left-handed person or an amputee or whatever the case may be. So you've got the old traditional ways of doing things, but they're enhanced by the new skills. And at the same time, the new skills can look too polished. So when you bring in some of the older skills and you get your beautiful wood grains finished off by hand, you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, like you get your kit set furniture, but then you kind of hand plane it down and you put the linseed oil, and then it's like you've got this kind of beautiful kind of integration of both worlds.
Yeah.
I've got one last question for you, and that is, what is community?
Community is joining people together. Community is recognizing that each and every person has value, has something to give. I would love to see a world where this whole notion of the 9-to-5 from when you're 20 to when you're 65, that just disappears. Community to me would therefore be, if you have a useful skill to contribute, you contribute. And until you stop sucking oxygen, you've got something useful to contribute. You can play a part in that. It's not a strictly communist or socialist side of things where everybody gets paid the same. If somebody works harder, they get more. But as we see automation taking on a bigger role, people are going to find that their job evaporates. So they need a community to reabsorb them, find what their next useful skill is, and help them through those rough patches and help each other out as well. So community is the joining of those things together. It's realizing everybody has value as long as they are alive.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.